Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Back in the day now.
Better than this.
I think we're playing the varsity.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Okay, we'll start with a news story out of Texas. And it is this great grandma by the name of Judy.
Oh, Judy.
Who's being lauded.
Someone has to lead us in the animal uprising.
Yeah, she's being lauded for shooting a 12-foot alligator. That is a gigantic alligator. Did you see the picture of
that
thing?
Yeah, it's enormous. Well, I mean, it's a 12-foot gator. Has anyone ever looked at a 12-foot alligator and been like, it's not so bad?
Good point.
I've never seen a giant gator.
What do you mean, like in person?
Yeah, in person.
Oh.
Like, I've seen different alligators. I lived in Florida. I saw some gators in ponds. We were in Belize. There was one swimming around in one of the neighborhood ponds. But I've never seen, like, you know, like the saltwater crocs or whatever that the crocodile hunter was always freaking out about and wanted to mount.
Well, this woman, Judy Cochran.
Vengeance!
She's the mayor of Livingston, Texas. And so she has many horses out there on her property. And she says that a gator ate one of her many horses 3 years ago.
Yes.
She thinks that.
And she's been looking for some sweet payback ever since.
She doesn't know that, but she thinks that.
I love that the Texas great-grandmother has been carrying this grudge for 3 years to just some random gator.
So she says, the gator was large enough. It could have eaten the mini horse, and the other gators are much smaller. The horse just came up missing, and it was in the same pasture where the gator had been. To say for sure it's the same gator, I can't say for sure, but I highly suspect. So she gets this wild hair. She's like, okay, that was the gator.
Yeah.
And she's been trying to kill that gator for 3 years, apparently.
Yeah, I guess.
She got a license. Like, I guess it's legal to do this. I didn't know you could do this. But
Polk County, I guess there's 12 counties in Texas that have an alligator hunting season. So she can only do it for a certain time during the year, and she's yet to be able to track this thing down.
She can't find it. And no. Finally, her son, or maybe it was her grandson.
So it was a 20-day window that she had in order to do this.
So she had her grandson kill a raccoon, or it might have been roadkill. I think they might have said it was roadkill. Which, that poor raccoon getting in the middle of this, just sitting there chewing on someone's apple core.
Minding its own business.
He loses his life because he's gator bait. He's like, wait, what the hell? that he needs a lawyer.
Well, think about
it. He needs to be represented in this.
I will give you that. Judy's upset at the mini horse being murdered, but she has no problem sending the alligator, the raccoon to slaughter.
Exactly. So they bait the gator with the dead raccoon.
Yeah, because look, they said that in this the gator hunting season, you can't just shoot the gator. I love how they have all these rules. Apparently, you have to catch the gator on a hook before you can shoot it. So once you catch the gator with hook and line, then you're allowed to shoot it, but not beforehand.
All these rules, that's what's going to get us killed when it comes to the uprising.
Exactly.
Too many rules.
Because you know what? The gator doesn't follow those rules.
That's right. The gator
will eat your ass no matter what. It doesn't have to catch you first. Just gets up there and gives you a little chomp.
Yeah, what if the gator just ran right by the raccoon and snatched her leg?
Well, then you know what? Then that's that lady's fault. This is what I'm saying. When you're out for justice, when you're out for vengeance, you're out for blood, I feel that it's fair game. No matter what happens to you, what happens to the gator, that's God's way.
I gotta tell you, man, I don't like this story, and I don't like her. I don't like Judy.
You're not on board with it?
Well, one, she has no proof whatsoever that gator ate her mini horse.
She has a hunch.
And even she if it did, can I say that the gator is a wild animal?
Doing what gators do.
Doing what gator...
Gators? Is it gator? Is it a gator?
Enough what of is- this spurious... What?
But he's gay.
Well, let me ask you something. Is this a hate crime if it's a gay alligator? A gator, if you will? A gator?
That's a bit of a stretch there. I just think that's so stupid that she... Well, one, she has no proof.
No.
And two, she killed a raccoon to bait the gator. And then she catches the gator and shoots it right between the eyes.
Yeah.
Like...
It's on video.
Whatever, Judy... I guess this is so. I just think this is weird. Like, okay, so let's say you're out in Colorado or wherever, or you're in Oregon or whatever.
Sure.
And you're renting a house. I don't know why needed to be.
Why all of a sudden am I renting a house? What part of the story does that come into play?
I don't know. You're in a house.
I didn't buy one. No. Hey, not in this market. All right, I'm renting.
Well, it's like you're on vacation. I'm picturing vacation. I have a whole scenario in my head. Right. Like you're up in the mountains,
sure.
and a bear comes up, and you always see these videos where they're filming the bear who's kind of rummaging around on the deck or right outside the door.
Yeah.
And they're filming it through the glass sliding glass door or something, right?
Yeah.
Nobody ever shoots that bear. Like that's not okay. You can't just shoot the bear, even though the bear could. If it wanted to, get into that house and attack your ass and eat your ass. But what you do is you just wait for the bear to go away and then you go change your shorts.
Yeah.
Right?
Let bears just be bears.
Why is it with alligators that they're doing the same thing? They're just being all gatory in the water. You're allowed to just shoot it.
Because no one
on the flimsy idea that it ate the trumped up charges that it ate your mini horse. Dude, Judy to me is a bitch. I don't like Judy.
First off, here's the thing that you need to realize is bears remind people of dogs. Bears are cuddly. There's Winnie the Pooh, right? Uh-huh. We have teddy bears. Bears have a special place. No one likes gators, right? They're evil. There is the only gator that anyone's ever, even had is the Captain Hook gator. No one likes gators. They're not cuddly. They're not cute.
True.
Therefore, people don't care if they die.
If you're in danger, but it doesn't matter about that. A wild animal is really close to you.
Yes.
You have a gun.
Yeah.
Why are you allowed to shoot the gator and just say, well, that thing could eat me, but you can't with other animals. What is it about and I get it, it's Texas.
Yeah.
So
I think that's your answer right there.
Right, because if this story's in Portland, she's getting crushed.
Yeah, people are living.
And she's already getting crushed, and she's responded to them. She said, let me tell you what she said, because a lot of people, like animal activists, have come out and bashed her, and she said... she has ignored the negative comments, adding that because of the gator's size, it had become aggressive and would have been a nuisance to another person had it been relocated, which is also BS. Okay, so a smaller gator
yes.
isn't a nuisance?
No. It's not.
They're gators.
It's only the large gator.
Both of them can eat you.
Yeah, but this one can especially eat you.
She's full of crap.
Basically, look, let's just call this what it is. It's a revenge killing.
She's full of crap.
All right? She wanted an eye for an eye. It's Texas. She was probably into the Bible. It says an eye for an eye. And that gator Well, not even that. A gator took her mini horse, and she wanted a pound of gator flesh, she got it.
Is there evidence that larger gators are more aggressive?
Well,
don't think that's true.
I would think that larger gators would be more aggressive because they can go after bigger prey. Like there's not going to be like a 4-foot gator that goes after me.
That doesn't change your aggression just because your prey is bigger. You're aggressive no matter how the size of your prey.
Yeah, but you can go after bigger prey.
But so what?
A 4-foot gator wouldn't attack a person, but a 12-foot gator might, because the 12-foot gator knows that it can eat you. If you had a pond in your backyard and you had a 3-to-4-foot gator or you had a 12-foot gator, you would view those things entirely differently.
Would I?
Yes, you would. It's like the difference between saying that there's like a little black bear that roams around your property and a Kodiak brown bear.
I'm leaving them both alone.
Yeah, but you're viewing one way, way differently than the other one.
She says it's part of wildlife management. It's not just willy-nilly. We decided to go down and kill a gator for the heck of it.
It was willy-nilly.
She says she comes from a family of hunters and that they will use all the parts of the animal. She says we'll eat the meat, and if we don't eat all of it, we'll donate it. None of it will go to waste. We'll have the hide tanned and have boots made out of it. And although this gator was her first, it's not the first massive gator killed by her family. Apparently, her grandson, Simon, killed an even bigger gator in the same pond in 2009 when he was 5.
See, clearly this family...
These people are wonderful.
These people just have problems with gators. Now, are they going to make some cool boots out of it?
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, slap some on there. Yeah, maybe there's something good that can come out of it. I've never tried gator. Like, on its own.
I've had gator jerky.
I had gator mixed in some mac and cheese, but to be honest with you, it was so dominated by the mac and cheese flavor, it was tough to tell, you know.
Tried gator bites. It was pretty good. I mean, they're fried.
See, again, if it's fried, can you really tell?
I mean, you could tell it tastes good.
What does it taste like?
Chicken.
It kind of was a little bit like chicken, but also a little, it was a mix between like chicken and ground beef, I guess would be the best way to put it. I don't know.
All right. So I think Mayor Great Grandma sucks, but so she's not going to be our fearless leader for the animal uprising,
suggest. So we're still looking for one.
Yeah, we're on the lookout for that.
Yeah, but she's got the sort of plunky spirit that we're going to need when the animals do turn on us.
Well, she's certainly going to be useful.
We're going to need someone that's willing to play for blood, because you know what? In the animal uprising, Rob, it's not going to be about rules and regulations. It's going to be about vengeance, and we feel that old Judy here, she's got the kind of sand in her boots that we need.
All right, up next, let's talk about a trend with delivery drivers. 614 on the Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right, you finally get your wish. You get to see Batman's ween.
What?
What?
Why is Batman hanging dong?
You didn't see this story?
No.
Well, we'll get to that next.
I don't know.
I'll fill you in.
I don't know. I wanted to see Batman's penis.
Well, you get to.
We saw his nipples once with George Clooney and about ended the franchise. Remember they made that bat suit and it had nipples. It was very uncomfortable.
But first, we were talking about that story down in West Lynn where the little girl was scared because the guy in the white delivery van drove by her 3 times.
He was delivering packages that apparently he once made eye contact with her. And, well, you can't do that in West Lynn.
Yeah.
You just can't.
He had a white van and it had a tarp on it. It was like all beat up and stuff.
Well, and to be fair, you know, when you're driving a van, you should know better than to make eye contact with anyone. You're driving a white van with a tarp in the back, 10 and 2, blinders on, straight ahead, make no sudden movements, and we'll all be fine.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've been watching, you know, just like delivery drivers and stuff.
Sure, like when you order anything off Amazon, it's just some dude like...
It's just some guy
that comes by your house and he throws the package on your door and goes away.
so, you know, the FedEx guys, they have all their trucks, and, you know, you see them, you recognize them, their logos and everything, and they're all dolled up. And then the UPS guys got their brown stuff on, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's all on the up and up.
Sure.
I tell you what, these Amazon guys.
There's a professional nature to the FedEx PDX bros.
Have you noticed how many of these guys drive exactly what that van was described as in Westland? I mean, they drive like these. It's usually white. Yeah. They're usually big, like, people mover type
vehicles. Yeah, it's like a Ford Econ van.
And they're always banged up. Like, they always have, like.
They're super dirty.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Why do.
Okay, well, why?
I've also seen some driving their personal cars. I've seen Beamers.
Yeah, that happens.
Driving Amazon
packages.
You've
seen Beamers?
Yeah.
No, it's usually like a, you know, like a Festiva or something. I've seen that. I haven't seen like a BMW pull up with an Amazon package. But there is a gal that delivers some Amazon packages, and she drives like a Corolla. She's a regular around my neighborhood. But you think about it. If you're going to deliver packages, right, the van serves a lot of purposes. It's cheap. And you can fit a lot of stuff in the back, and it's probably easy to get in and out of, right? You just open it up, rummage through. I mean, there's a reason why UPS uses big trucks.
No, I'm not saying that. I get that. Why are they all so crappy and beat up?
Because
they all look the same. Like, the tarp. That's why when we were talking about the West Lynn story, I kind of went, well, it's probably a delivery driver, because all the delivery drivers have really crappy white vans like that that have, like, tail lights out and have tarps covering broken windows and stuff.
Well, I don't think anyone's using a nice vehicle to deliver Amazon packages, nor do I think the person delivering Amazon packages is running like a real, like, Fortune 500 company where you can buy nice vans. I don't know what, like, a beat up white van runs you, but I'm guessing probably like $12 and some Pop Tarts, which is probably why the guys are out there driving them. And if you break a window in that white van, you'll be damned if you're going to replace that. Throw a tarp over it and you're good to go.
Somebody texted, would you ever want to steal something from a van like that? Good point.
It's a valid point.
I'm not touching that thing.
You got a lot of valuable product in there, but no one has ever approached a windowless van, ever. No one ever looks at it and says, hey, what's over there in that van? It's like an undercover car.
Oh, wait.
And what if inside the van's really nice and it's just on the outside that's beat up and they've got you fooled?
Well, I've been noticing that trend lately.
Yeah.
And I find it quite odd. It's odd.
Does it disturb you?
No, I don't care. It's just odd. I just think it's weird.
What if this is like all just a big giant setup? And we're going to become...
For what?
Well, what if we just become immune to the white windowless van, and that allows the bad dudes
the
to
clowns?
Roll in? Yeah, the clowns. Because normally in years past... When you see the white windowless van, the antenna goes up. The danger, Will Robinson, danger. And everyone's very wary of what's going on. But we're going to become desensitized to the white van, and that's when Buffalo Bill and the Wayne Gacy's of the world, they strike. You're walking along, minding your own business, being Italian beefcake, guys at Grop. You don't even think twice about the windowless van. Next thing you know, you're chloroformed in the back. And you don't know what's happening at that point.
Maybe so. Maybe you're
secondary
right.
Secondary location.
There's got to be something going on.
I think it'd be kind of fun to drive around in a crappy old van.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what gets you off, huh?
Kind of want to be
Sounds amazing.
Kind of want to be a van guy.
Well, buy a van.
Think I could take my game to the next
level.
You're
the same guy that just crushes van guy. you talk out of both sides of your mouth. Van owners, I have buddies that have vans, and they're like, dude, they're the best thing ever, especially if you have a lot of kids. And you just mercifully hammer them. And now you say you want to be a van guy. I don't know who you are anymore.
No, he doesn't want to be minivan guy. He wants to be creepy van guy.
Yes. If you're good, here's my thing. If you're going to be van guy, don't drive the minivan. Just go balls to the wall and get the full-on van. There's nothing I hate worse than the guy that drives the minivan. It's like, oh, it's great, the room. No. If you're going to be van guy, get the freaking A-team van and just be done with it. Buy the big sliding door with the blinds in the back, throw a tarp on it, maybe a bed in the back, and just go for it. If you're going to be van guy, be van guy.
Have you seen the commercials that are playing right now? It's for like a gas station. I can't remember which one. And the guy goes up to his wife and he goes, do you ever buy things late at night online? I bought
a van.
A van.
She's like, a van van?
A van van.
Let me ask you this. Has there ever in the history of vans been a hot chick that's ever driven a van?
No. No chance.
Ever?
No.
There's never been like one hot gal that has chosen or has been gifted a van and she drives it around.
Not unless she's being held hostage.
That's true. Then she wouldn't be driving the van. She'd be riding shotgun. Although, I don't think there's a passenger seat in most vans. You just have to go in the back. Wouldn't that be something, though? You're driving around and you see the creepy white van, and out comes, you know, just some, like, drop-dead gorgeous woman. It's like an optical illusion. You're like, what?
It wouldn't happen.
No?
Nope.
Never?
Never.
Is there a hot UPS driver?
Universal. No, I've seen that before.
Have you?
Well, I mean, it's relative.
Relative speaking?
He had great thighs.
He must work out a lot.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. I also have the hot garbage gal over by my house. Told you about her.
Yeah, you were telling
me about
that.
She's waste management.
Yeah, the waste management gal.
Yeah.
That's close to...
She's a hot...
Maybe she drives a van.
But she's a ball buster, though, because she always called... She called me out. She was the one that called me out on stealing my neighbor's... My neighbor's house was empty, so I just went over... I went over and took their bigger trash bin.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Because I hate those small trash bins. Those things suck.
Yeah.
They're way too small.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for a bigger one. I'm just going to go steal that one. It's sitting right over there. Nobody's ever using it. I'll just do that. She called me on it.
Well, they know what size trash can you have. They keep a record of all that.
Well, I know, but yeah, I got away with it for a long time.
Did you really?
See, I don't think they care. I mean, you know, they don't. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they check, but a lot of guys don't. She did.
And she called you out on it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what? You deserved it.
I did.
Scofflaw.
Yeah. It was thievery.
Can't just go around doing that.
Okay, what is coming up next? That is a great question.
Well, I've got weed news.
Yeah, the weed talk. And then somebody asked a question earlier. What's more essential, mustard or hot sauce?
Oh, that's an easy one, right?
I think it is. Yeah, very easy.
I would think so.
It's hot sauce.
Well, yeah, right?
That's what I would think, yeah.
Although, I'm about to make a bold statement here about hot sauce, if we can, when we come back.
Hot sauce talk? Oh, yeah. I know. The other thing was Batman's ween. We got to talk about his ween.
Yeah, we didn't even get to that. Oh, and I've got racist Texas superintendents.
All right.
Suddenly, a lot to get to.
Here's Mike.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt in the traffic, track on the roads, road. I'm going to kick some ass, middle ass. I'm going to kick little ass. Rock, flat, and eagle.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double sun power!
By the way, this in, Dieter is chimes in and says, the Mrs. Dieter is indeed hot, and she has driven his van once and was mortified. So that's at least one. Suck it.
So have you ever wanted to see Batman's wiener?
Can't say that I have, although, look, if you told me that I was going to see the new Batman film and that he did flash ween, I'm not going to say I wouldn't look. But no, it's not like on the top of my list.
Well, you know, this is the internet's going crazy over this.
Yeah.
Because Batman Damned is out.
What?
And, well, it's a comic.
Oh, you know, okay.
DC comic. And it's, I guess they have a black label now, which they want to do more mature stuff.
Ah, so you're moving into the HBO world of comics?
Yeah, and so they have there's an image of Batman in there and, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And you can see his schvance. And so now everybody's going crazy over it. And they've actually had to censor it out they've kind of had to go back through it.
Really?
Some versions of it. Yeah.
Why did they flash Batman's trousers?
Well, again,
why did they censor it if it was a black label series?
I don't know. I think just
the general
backlash.
Public. The general public can't handle.
The kids can't handle ween.
Batman penis.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah! Look at that! And you get Batman butt.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? He works out. That Batman is toned.
So that's what he's packing.
You know what? I'm giving it two thumbs. Nah.
Well, he is just a normal guy who gets into a suit. He's not really a superhero.
Look, well, he's doing fine for himself. I mean, let's not act like...
No, but I expected more out of Batman. It's the Dark Knight.
Well, you're just thinking of some giant schlong over here?
You want the mushroom ween?
I mean, I don't know. It's Batman. That's all I'm saying. I expected a little bit more. But this caused the this has caused outrage.
Everybody's going crazy about it.
I'm fascinated too. I'm looking through the comic panel. I can't really see the context of why. I feel like this was nudity just for nudity.
Yeah, again, they want to be more racy with their black label. And so just throw a ween on there. That makes it more racy.
So some there artist had to sit in the dark and just like spend a good solid half hour just drawing Batman ween? Eh? Is this going to lead to a rash of other superheroes?
Hopefully.
Like, what about Superman?
Yeah, Spider? Well, okay. Never mind.
Careful. This is going down some very, very strange places.
The answer is the Hulk.
Lynch has clearly thought about this.
Oh.
Yeah, he had that one holstered.
Well, because before you asked the question, in my own head, I was going, huh, I wonder. And I was like, well, obviously the Hulk.
Someone said, is Robin naked with Batman? Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, they got it on, right?
One would assume, right? Spending a lot of time together. You're running around in those tight outfits. Clearly, there's something happening. It's like a Bert and Ernie situation.
What do you think the Punisher's looks like? What?
Of all the things that we've discussed on this program, and look, we've gone from dolphin love to robot hookers to Ted Williams' frozen head. This
to
has
gay Bigfoot.
Gay Bigfoot. This is... I'm going to say this is top five strangest things that we've ever discussed.
Comic book hero ween?
Comic book hero donk. This, even for us, this one's a little bit out there.
Well, I mean, it's in the news. It's not like we just made it up.
Someone mentioned Colossus.
There you go. What about Aquaman? I suppose he's got going on down there. Aquaman or Spider-Man?
He's always in the water, so it's probably not great.
Right.
Is there significant shrinkage there? But he's like half... Is he half fish?
Yeah, his bottom half is like... Wait. No, he walks.
No, he's got legs. He's always wearing those weird green tights. Oh, what's happening there? And by the way, anyway. This whole, like, being like adult comics, this is going to end very poorly. Because it's not going to stop here. Like, we know where this is going, right? They're just testing the waters here with Batman ween, but we ultimately know where this is going.
Superhero porn.
Because
surely that's already been made.
I'm sure it exists.
Well, think about it. Who's buying?
But not by DC.
Who's buying comics?
Not me.
Exactly. It's dudes.
Mike.
No.
Are you a comic book?
Never in my life. I've never even bought one.
It's dudes buying comics.
Yeah.
And so it's not true. Batman ween that they want. No. Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Yeah. This is just, you know, like sometimes like you throw out something just to kind of see the reaction. You're like, hey, what? How pissed off is everyone going to be if we show a little something here? And so you desensitize it with the Batman ween, and then next thing you know, naked Wonder Woman.
Well, this came through on the Better You Today text line for multiple people. Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing well.
Oh, yeah. That's the stretchy dude,
right? That's the stretchy guy.
Wow.
Well,
there I go.
I really don't know where to go from this. I really don't. I was not expecting this. Threw me for a loop on this one. And the best part is I may or may not have Googled Batman's penis.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they show it four times in that same comic.
Wow.
Yeah. They're
really trying to build some serious buzz.
Word of mouth.
I guess. Hey, we're talking about it. I don't know like if anyone's gonna go out and buy it, but I'm guessing people are Googling it.
On the Batman note, have you seen who the new Batman who's like lobbying to be the new Batman?
I saw this a week or two ago.
Speaking of huge weens.
Yeah, this was what's his name?
John Hamm.
Yeah, John Hamm. Because
he's punting Affleck out of there.
Yeah, I guess Affleck quit, and so did Superman, the Henry Cavill dude. And can I tell you that John Hamm is vastly underrated?
Oh, I don't think so. I think he's rated. People love him.
I love John Hamm.
Everybody loves him.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh. He's not underrated. He's appropriately awesome.
Mad Men was huge as a show.
Yeah, he's a big deal.
I just feel like he doesn't get the appropriate credit, but maybe I'm wrong.
See, I think he's sort of top five now in terms of just
Just all around cool dudes.
Like, you name the top five just hottest actors, he's in there.
See, I never think of him in that light. I always feel like he's getting slighted, and he shouldn't.
Because you know how they go. Sometimes actors are really hot, and then other times,
yeah,
it's like, what? Hey, where's that guy been?
I just know if John Hamm's in something, I want to watch it. He's one of those guys that if he's in it, I feel like even if the movie sucks, that that old John's bringing a solid performance. And he kind of has a Batman-esque feel about him.
He was good in Baby Driver.
Yeah, he was great in that.
I think he'd be a great Batman. Although, the Batman deal always surprises me. Like, I thought Michael Keaton would suck, and I actually thought he was good.
Yeah, Michael Keaton was great. Val Kilmer was terrible. George Clooney was even worse.
Yeah, I didn't like Clooney in there.
No, so that's the weird
part. The best is, you know who the best guy was? Besides Adam West?
Yeah.
Was freaking Christian Bale.
Yeah, he was
good.
He
was good.
But think about that. If I would have lined up Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, and said one of those was going to be a good Batman.
Totally, it's
you
Kilmer.
You wouldn't have picked Michael Keaton.
No, you would have picked Kilmer.
Yeah, he would have been the last. And yet, he was the only good one of those. And you're right, Christian Bale was a good Batman. But I kind of want to see...
Christopher Nolan made those movies really good.
Yeah, those were actually good movies. Because most superhero movies, let's be honest, those things suck. There's few and far between that actually end up being any good. And he actually made those because he made them with some sort of... as real as you can make a superhero, right? Like, you have to suspend belief when you're dealing with any superhero movie, but it didn't seem so outrageous that it was stupid. It just ended up being a good, solid movie.
All right, well, that's a good time to...
Someone just made a Bruce Ween reference.
Well played.
Bravo. Bravo, bravo, bravo. And yes, Catwoman can't be far behind, right?
You know that gal
naked
that,
Batman, then naked Catwoman.
Catwoman. You know that gal that played Superwoman, Gal Gadot.
Wonder Woman.
Or I mean, she was Wonder Woman.
She was Wonder Woman.
I love her.
Yeah, everyone does.
Okay.
It's universal.
Yeah, she's.
You can't not.
And I think she would really like me if she met me.
I think she's married, but I.
I just feel like, you know.
You are too.
Yeah. But you know what I mean.
She'd take one look at you and just be like, "Yep." Yep, sign me up.
Maybe my wife and her would be really good friends, and she'd come over, and one thing would lead to another, and before you know it, we're all doing it.
Couple of bottles of wine, and, you know, you do the Bill Cosby road.
Whoa.
That may be your only chance, my man.
Well, I would never do that.
No. Well.
No.
She is fantastic,
She is gorgeous, and she looks like she's about 7 feet tall. I don't know how tall she really is, but she looks...
Yeah, she's not teeny. No. Well, she was like in the Israeli military, too. I think she can kind of kick ass.
It says here she's 5'10".
Yeah. I think she'd beat you up.
I'd let her.
She's got that... What is that? Krav Maga, whatever that stuff
the who,
is.
The what?
Yeah, the Israeli martial arts.
Who married her?
I just think some dude. I don't think he's famous. I think he's just a dude. Which is the greatest thing in the world. Like that
yeah, there
gives,
he is there.
I think that gives everyone hope that just some dude married her.
Okay, so his name is Yaron Varsano.
Yeah, who's that?
He just looks like a guy.
Yeah, see, I think looks he's like just a bro. I think he's just some dude.
Apparently, I'm surely he's rich or something.
Well, probably, but every now and then it happens that some dude marries.
He's an Israeli businessman.
Oh, he's loaded, right?
Owns hotels.
Yeah, there you go. Never mind.
Ooh, he deals with the Russians.
Yeah, he's not just some dude. He's some rich dude.
Well, he's not only some rich dude, but he'll probably have you killed.
Mob ties. I think that kind of eliminates... Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, you're right.
Darn it, I thought I had a chance.
Yeah, you move
shot.
On. You move on.
Shot.
Hey, you shoot your shot. See what
chance.
Happens.
Okay, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic. Brought to you on The Fan by BizNet Insurance. Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
All right, stay tuned, because coming up in 10 minutes, the Mario Cristobal Show. He coaches the Oregon football team, and he has a show.
Hence the Mario Cristobal Show. It's not just a clever name.
We'll be airing that for you. Here is John, who sounds like he is in transport.
Don't stay tuned for the Mario Cristobal Show. Stay tuned for Mailing It In with Big Johnson Cannon.
Well, you're not staying tuned. You're already tuned.
Yeah, I'm teasing ahead.
Yeah, people are here.
Teasing ahead. Look, I don't understand the radio lingo, your fancy radio terms. I don't get those. So that makes sense. I get it.
Fine. More importantly, where are you driving?
Yeah, where are you
going? I'm just driving right now.
Wait,
that means you're up to something and you don't want to tell us.
That doesn't mean I'm up to something, but I do have a comment. I was listening to your Gal Gadot talk.
Yeah.
Hot.
And she's wonderful, by the way.
Hot.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you were mentioning...
Smart.
I think it is impossible for a dude, just a regular dude, regardless of wealth, to make a celebrity marriage last long term. I just think you're swimming upstream the moment she becomes famous. That's a bad... Like, he married her, and she's wonderful, and she's hot, and it's great. The moment she became Wonder Woman, the clock's ticking on that marriage, and I think he knows it.
Well, probably, because think about this. And I feel this way, whether it's male, female, female, male, whoever becomes the celebrity. See the Chris Pratt thing. Even if you marry another celebrity, again, let's go with the Chris Pratt and a Ferris model. You marry a celebrity, and then one of you jumps from normal celebrity to Chris Pratt celebrity, you can't keep it together. It's impossible, because think about it. You spend months apart and you're around the best looking, most attractive people, like interesting people on earth. Impossible to keep it together.
Yeah, and that's even with celebrity status. If you're just a regular dude or a regular, you have no chance.
No.
You literally have no chance.
No.
No, you really don't. But I think that I would go a step further and say that even if you're a celebrity, and this is based on the theory of that works both ways, men or women, that it doesn't matter how great they are or how great you think they are or how hot you think they are, somewhere somebody's sick of their crap.
Sure.
That theory, whether you're famous or not, applies to any relationship between any two people at any time.
And
so when you're still, so it doesn't matter whether you're sitting at home and you're famous or not famous. You could be the most famous guy in the world. You have Gal Gadot. She's tired of you. And as Suk said, she's on the set of, shooting the next Wonder Woman
with
film.
With Jon Hamm.
And then some younger, oily bohunk who's way more interesting than you pops up, and they have a makeout scene. What do you think's going to happen?
Exactly.
Doesn't even matter that you're famous.
It's impossible.
Yeah, there's no chance. So, and I feel bad for that guy, because like, there's got to, like, other than you're married to Gal Gadot, there's got to be a way that you have to maximize being married to Wonder Woman, because you know the clock's ticking. So you got to do something now to maximize that.
Yeah, you got
to
steal her
money. You're just kicked to the curb.
Well, look, let's call it what it is. You got to put a baby in there and hope that buys you like 7 to 8 years, and then know that eventually that's still going to end it. That doesn't fix the problem, but it delays the problem. It allows you, as Rob said, to steal her money, or it allows you to maybe get some spousal support when she divorces your ass.
Yeah, that's a good call. I think that's that might be the only way to clinch it, right? I don't know that there's another way. It might be procreation.
Well, think about it. Like, if you're just like a normal dude, let's say you're even a successful guy, you make a decent amount of money, right? Like, but you're not rich. Let's say you're making, you know, a couple hundred thou a year, so you're doing really well, but you're not super rich. And you try playing in that pool. You just even schedule, like, they're just like, hey, I have to go to work. They're like, well, sorry, I'm gonna go spend a month in Spain.
Work?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you can't do it. You're swimming with the big boys there.
All right, have a good night. We love you. Love you dearly.
All right, see you guys. Go Wonder Woman.
Okay, goodbye. Are the Mariners not playing tonight? Why is he not? He's never in the car. He's always at
home. I know.
Something's
up. Something's up.
What's he doing?
And he wouldn't talk about it. He's doing something.
Huh. Interesting. Maybe he's just going to get a burger or something.
No, he would have said that. Something's up.
What do you think it is?
Porn.
What?
To look for porn, Dan. Porn. I don't know, but it's something that he doesn't want us or his wife to know about.
All right. I'm exhausted.
Well, Batman Ween will do that to you. I'm going to go home and read that comic.
Mario Cristobal Show is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7. Don't forget Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch is on after the Mario Cristobal Show. And then listen to Dusty and Cam and everybody in sports. Good night.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.